this thing going then. So, the date today is Wednesday, June the 15th, 2016, and I am sitting here with...
Stephen Harvey.
And where did you travel from to attend Miners' Memorial Weekend, Stephen?
Well, I live in the community here, so I just live down in Fanny Bay. Okay. So not a great trek.
Good. Okay, first question is, are you or were you part of the labour movement?
Well, I was a member of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers for 30 years. I'm a member now of the Industrial Workers of the World. And what was the first union I belonged to? I think it was the Alberta Union of Provincial Employees. I think that's what it was, in 1973.
And how old were you when you first joined that union?
Well, 73 would have been 19.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a long time.
Well, it was, I worked at the University of Calgary, so I sort of fell into the union.
And was that the first time that you heard about labour history, or did you have any family connections to labour history?
Well, I guess there's all sorts of history, isn't there? I mean, my dad he worked at the Victoria Machinery Depot in 1962, and they went on strike, and we lost our house via that because no money coming in, and the guy they were making the mortgage payments to didn't want to wait or give him a break. So that was sort of my first contact, I guess. And I'm sorry, it might have been the Boilermakers Union, but I'm not sure what my dad belonged to. So,
how old were you then?
I was about 8, I think. Yeah,
that must have been a very kind of formative experience.
Well, I think it was. Yeah, it was for me certainly. And my parents' subsequent employment after that formulated a lot of my beliefs and direction after that. So,
great. So, where are we now? So do you have any thoughts about what issues are facing working people today? We've talked a little bit about the past. What about today?
Well, some of it is remarkably similar. You must know for yourself, but anybody that reads labour history can read the history of 100 years ago and see similar things. And now just getting union representation is a huge thing. That's probably one of the biggest things, because without the ability to speak to the employer in a collective voice, it really doesn't matter what issues you are, because what issues you have, because they don't get heard unless you speak with a collective voice. So that's, so I guess to me that's number one, is the lack of organization, lack of organized workers.
Great. Just gonna check that's okay. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Then how about your experience with Miners' Memorial Weekend? Can you remember what your first Miners' Memorial Weekend was?
Well, I moved here in 1991 would have been the first for me, because that was the first year we lived here. I'd heard about it before when I was in Vancouver, but it wasn't until I came here I actually attended one. I don't remember too much. I'm more familiar with, it was 1997 that I sort of became involved with helping to plan it, and that was because a friend and I came up with the idea for a song night on the Friday night.
Which is the
Songs of the Workers on Friday, yeah. And so that was my first real involvement, and look, since then I've more or less been on the committee, I guess, every year. I don't think I've missed a year.
And can you remember, or can you tell me about your most memorable Miners' Memorial Weekend?
Oh, I think there are just, there's so many different moments. Meeting people like Gina Evans Shields, for instance, whose dad, Slim Evans, was on the On to Ottawa track. Barney McGuire, who used to be one of the sort of organizers of Miners' Memorial. Just coming in contact with people like that, Bobby Jackson, who was on the On to Ottawa track, just having the opportunity to talk with them and listen to them. So there's not really one standout, one most memorable. There's a whole series of them. you know, and people like young people coming up, people from different groups who came and brought their own sort of ways of observing Miners' Memorial. It's been a rich panoply of experiences for the last however many years.
Great. What do you think the legacy of Miners' Memorial Weekend will be for future generations of Labour activists?
Well, I mean, I hope it's that same lesson that I was talking about a little bit earlier. Organising, working together. You know, it focuses on Ginger Goodwin and a little bit more on Joan Naylor. There were other people too in the community that, struggled through the big strike. So I hope that stories like Goodwin's draws people in, and the important thing I hope they get out of it is that while we refer to Ginger perhaps as a hero or whatever, that he was just an ordinary person, and so was Joe Naylor. I mean, they were maybe exceptional people, but they weren't born with superpowers, and so I hope it's an inspiration for people just to say, yeah, we have to stick together, and that's the way we get things done.
Speaking of Ginger Goodwin and Joe Naylor, do you have any particular favourite figure from BC Labour history?
Well, I mean, another tough one, but I think Joe Naylor, I think so. Just that the more I found out and read about him, the more I've come to realise he wasn't just significant in this community, but throughout BC, and you could say throughout Canada, you know, because he was on the Central Committee of the One Big Union. And just the sort of figure he provides, a calm and steady, a stalwart figure who never lost faith and hope in what he believed in. It's pretty inspirational.
Absolutely. So do you have any thoughts about working people or Labour, past, present or future, that you would like to share?
I'm not sure exactly.
It's a little bit vague. Is there anything that you'd like future generations to know about? Anything particular from Labour history?
Well, I hope people become a little more interested in how they got where they are. My experience with the postal workers was that by the time I retired, there was a whole generation that had come up and believed, some of them, believed that it was the kindly Canada Post Corporation that gave us what we had in the contract. And I know I came off sounding like a cranky old guy who had to say, listen, folks, we had to fight for everything that's in this contract. We were never given anything. So I hope, and I think people know, but you know, it's hard, especially if you're in a low-wage job or you're unorganized, it's hard to take the time to think about that. You're just putting food on the table, paying the rent, right? So I hope there's some way that people can stop and realize all the benefits workers have today came because people organized to get them. Nothing was given. So that would be the main thing I hope every worker realizes it had to be struggled for.
And another kind of vague kind of summing up question, why do you think Labour history matters? Why is it important?
Well, because the dominant history is that of the capitalists or the corporations. And again, it goes back, I think, to what I was saying before. People just get the idea that everything just fell out of the laps of capital this way, you know. And people I know have a tendency to roll their eyes when people my age start talking about how we got here. But it's important to know that because, again, I guess I'm just repeating myself. Nothing came without a struggle, and that's why it's so important. And then if people realize nothing came without a struggle, perhaps they'll realize that we can do this too. And, you know, if we organize, we can do this too.
And finally, is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't covered today?
Oh, boy.
Probably quite a lot.
Well, probably. I don't know really where I'd begin, you know. I hope we can all continue to find ways to interest people in Labour history. And I see a lot of things. You know, that's why the song night was as a way to do it. It's an indirect way. Instead of somebody just getting up and talking, you know, you sing songs and people say, where did that come from? And you can tell a story about it. And then with all the graphic novels and stuff that are coming now, that attracts a different group of people that are sort of more attuned to that, and they learn that way. So I hope that we can just keep coming up with new and clever ways to get people to realize it's not just boring stuff. This is the history of, as the that phrase in the 99%, this is the history. Labour history is the history of the 99% of the country. It's not about unions exclusively. It's about everybody who has to work for a living.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
That was brilliant. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, good.